Welcome, everyone. I am Michael, your host for Judgment Day. This is the sixth episode in this podcast reading series. I will be reading the text of Devotional Prayers and Modern Prophecies. This is an avant-garde approach to presenting prophetic poetry. This episode is the presentation of entries 643 through 645 from Book 5, Volume 2. Be sure to download Volume 1 of Devotional Prayers and Modern Prophecies for free from polyatloshapubs.com. That's right, it's a free PDF. Get ready for Judgment Day. Get ready for the apocalypse. You're listening to Devotional Prayers and Modern Prophecy. Hallelujah to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord God Almighty, for God is truly great. I know Jesus Christ was the Messiah. He will be our advocate on Judgment Day. On the Day of Jubilee, designated by God, the Lord will sit in judgment over all the earth. God will hear the pleas from captives, and their representative of peace will speak. The fallen watchers and the spirits of their offspring will be brought forth to hear their final disposition. The angel of peace will have nothing to say because their crimes are proven to be endless. In all fairness and for truth and justice to be observed, God will allow them to state their case anyway. In their defense, the angel of peace will stand, and this angel will deliver their pleas for mercy. The condemned will request mercy with prima facie evidence. The angel of peace will show the Lord that mankind was corrupt without their interference. Humanity, after the flood, became corrupt again. Humanity was purged of all evil twice in its history. The first was with the great flood of Noah's time, and the second was with the advent of Jesus Christ. How can they be to blame for what has become of this? The throne of God is glorious and bright. All manner of holiness emanates from the Lord. God sits upon his throne of power and glory, and he will hear all pleas for mercy on Judgment Day. The angel of peace, representing the condemned, continues to present their opening statements. This attorney for the defendants will make their case, a plea for mercy and their release on this Jubilee.
The fallen watchers have been confined for 6,000 years in the prison of angels, being convicted of heinous crimes. They did corrupt mankind and violated God's commandments. Those errant sons of God went down to the earth, led to a rebellion by one whose name will not be spoken. Those once glorious sons laid with the lesser daughters of men, although they knew that they were only watchers. The daughters of men enticed these sons to sin against God.
The glorious sons of the Almighty God, the angels of heaven, were full of the love given to them by the Father. It was in the innocence of this pure love that they endeavored to have offspring of their own. Throughout the broad expanse of God's throne room, the voices of the holy ones could be heard. Their songs of joyfulness comfort the Lord, who needs their songs to calm his spirit. Oh, blessed is the Lord in his infinite wisdom, and may his Holy Spirit be praised with joy. Gladness will be the Lord's from the voices of the saints who give God praise with love for eternity. The angel of peace continues his presentation.
These opening statements are for our antecedent inheritance, for those who were before us in heaven and on the earth, and those not among them in that time so long ago. The watchers who fell from the grace of God saw the beauty of God's creation below them. They traveled to this place in the midst of the earth, and there they manifested themselves like men. They were the glory of the Lord, and they became a physical presence on earth. It was not in their thoughts at that time that they were gods among men. All within their hearts and minds was love, and they only wanted to share this love of God with the other creatures on the earth. They went to the earth for love. What has been forbidden has not been love, but the prohibited procreation of angelic beings with the daughters of men had good intentions. The crossing of two worlds brought unexpected disasters.
Well, this concludes episode 6 of Judgment Day. The subtitle for this segment was The Trial Begins. The day of the Lord's glory in heaven on Judgment Day will be similar to the ordinary courtroom proceedings. While there are likely to be some small differences like those that may be seen in courtrooms in Europe compared to courtrooms in the United States, there are the same basic roles and responsibilities. In this presentation, the defense attorney, also known as the Angel of Peace, begins the presentation of his client's case and their plea. These next 5 episodes will be all about the actions of the defense in response to the criminal charges being leveled at the accused. Be sure to subscribe for notifications of the next release. You don't want to miss any of these episodes. Thank you for listening. I am Michael.